The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
There seems to be a queue forming down in the courts from people who are objecting to mandatory hotel quarantining on returning to the country. And there may be others outside the country who will be thinking similarly for all sorts of reasons. But here is definitely a different one. We're joined from Kiev in Ukraine by Sinead Gallagher-Hederman and by Mark Hederman. And first of all, I want to say to the both of you, congratulations on the birth of your son, Theo.
Thank you very much. We're absolutely thrilled we are with him.
When was he born?
He was born 8 days ago on the 5th of April.
Okay. Born by surrogate, so you must be really looking forward to getting him home, are you?
Yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate, you know, wish of any parents, is just to bring your baby boy or baby girl home to your own house and, you know, start living your life with them, start your life with them.
But in bringing him back to Ireland, you're facing 2 weeks in quarantine.
Yeah, we're faced with coming off a airplane and being escorted off by an army to a hotel room where we don't actually have the supplies for the baby. So our situation over here in Kiev is that we're provided with a sterilizer and all the baby equipment. So it's not on us to bring all the stuff with us. You know, so we wouldn't have a sterilizer for a hotel room. I've only brought enough formula to kind of last us for our duration here. And like he was a big baby born. So I brought a mixture of clothing, but he's quickly outgrown the smaller size. And like by next week, I won't have enough clothes for him when we return.
I suppose, Mark, a delivery could be organised, but I don't imagine that you want your first couple of weeks in Ireland in trying to acclimatise your little baby boy to be in a single hotel room that you can't leave.
No, correct, Matt. To me, it makes zero sense to have to go to a hotel room when we have all the right processes in place. You know, we followed all the guidelines. We have a PCR test booked in for this Thursday in Kiev. And as soon as we land in Dublin, we intend on having another PCR test done 5 days later, as we've done previously when coming back from Kiev. We live 10 minutes from the airport, you know, so the intention is to go straight to our house and do our isolation as a family in our own home.
Okay. So what have you been told by the authorities? I mean, when you went to Kiev, was the mandatory hotel quarantine for Ukraine in place?
No. So it only actually came to light on Saturday about the mandatory quarantine for the Ukraine. So, you know, when we were leaving Ireland, we had no idea this was going to actually come into effect. So, like, you know, we wouldn't have the provisions saved up for entering mandatory hotel quarantine. Like I say, we don't have the supplies for the hotel. So, like, no, it's come as a complete shock to us, you know, a week after he was born.
So, Martin, what are you going to do? Because if you come back, you'll be escorted to mandatory quarantine. But if you don't come back, how are you going to be able to sort of carry on in Kiev?
Well, we can, so legally, Matt, so I spent all day today working with the Irish consulate in Kiev. On Friday, we will be issued with an emergency travel cert for our son. And legally, we have 3 days to get out of the country here, out of Ukraine. So we cannot outstay our welcome here. We have to be gone. So I've been on the phone to Lufthansa for an hour this morning. We have our son confirmed on our flight for 6:55 a.m. out of Kiev on Saturday morning to land in Dublin before noon. So that's our plan, is to get to Dublin, you know, as we had planned all along. And we have had to go back to your earlier question. We've had no correspondence from our government directly, apart from one who's been very supportive, and Sinead can go into detail on that. So we've been stuck in limbo, not knowing what provisions can be put in place for ourselves, what potential exemptions do we qualify for, and how can we have the reassurance before we leave here that we do not have to go to a hotel and we can go to our own home.
Okay. And can I just check, Mark, as well, do you have a passport for Theo?
No. So we, yesterday we were in with the Irish consulate. We went through the passport application process, but that takes time. So what they've done instead is they're issuing us with that emergency travel cert, which is a legally binding contract as such for him to leave the country with us. And then the Irish consulate will work with the passport office as such like that. They have passport photos of our son and myself. I completed the application forms yesterday and signed them in person. And they will be transacted through the appropriate authorities over here.
Okay. Sinead, what help have you had from government or politicians to date?
So I've, to be honest, along the way, I've been in contact regularly with Dara O'Brien, the Minister for Housing, and he's been a massive support to us. I had kind of concerns, you know, even leaving, like whether we'd be questioned in the airport for the reasons that we were leaving. But he got on and sent me on the relevant documentation to present, as well as Annette Hickey. Yeah, so I contacted him obviously when the Ukraine was added to the list again, and he actually has spoken in person to Simon Coveney and Stephen Donnelly, and brought our issue because he's our local TD to them. I also received further correspondence where he's actually written directly to Simon Coveney to seek clarification on, you know, us being exempt because of our circumstances. He's completely supportive of us. Like Annette Hickey, our solicitor, has been on to the Department of Health and Foreign Affairs. And from what I gather, she's literally just been bounced from one to the other. I think the latest...
We have Annette here with us, actually. She's on the line from Kilkenny. So, Sinead, hold on a second. I'll get Annette in. What do you see the situation as being at present? Do you think that can this be easily, readily resolved?
Absolutely, Matt. I think Mandatory Hotel Quarantine, you know, is provided with, you know, for certain reasons. I don't think the government or people in Ireland would have envisaged that a newborn baby would be escorted from a plane in Dublin Airport by the army and brought to a detention hotel. Under the Act, Matt, it provides for two, I think Sinead and Mark and baby Theo meet the criteria to be exempted travellers under two criteria. You can, one is where you're travelling back to the state because of unavoidable, imperative and time-sensitive medical reasons, and these reasons are certified by a registered medical practitioner. But more importantly, and I think the one that absolutely fits this situation, is if you are in possession of written confirmation from the Minister for Foreign Affairs that the person has an urgent humanitarian reason for so travelling. And I think, you know, when a child is born through surrogacy in the Ukraine, the child, the surrogate mother has no legal relationship to that child. So if Mark and Sinead were not there in the Ukraine for the birth of their son, he is stateless. Mark is an Irish citizen, and once the DNA test proved that Theo is biologically Mark's child, that means Theo is an Irish citizen. So the Irish consulate, the process in the Ukraine is, and there are guidelines from the Department of Foreign Affairs that Mark and Sinead have followed, that the this emergency travel certificate will be issued to them by the consulate official on Friday. And that's like a one-trick document for Theo to allow Theo get home. In getting that, Mark will have provided an undertaking to the Department of Foreign Affairs that he's going to bring the court application necessary in Ireland to get a declaration of parentage, guardianship and custody when he comes back to the country. So, I mean, I just think when you speak, the words we're looking at here is urgent. There's nothing more urgent than a child, when a child is born, that there is a parent there to take care of their needs. And humanitarian, I mean, it's we're talking about newborns. Surely when we're talking about the best interest and the welfare of children, and particularly vulnerable newborns, we've got to take a step back and see that there is a way.
There is going to be an exemption introduced for elite sporting teams and individuals so that the French women's rugby team can play in Ireland at the weekend. If such exemptions can be brought in for that, then surely it won't be that difficult to bring in an exemption for this particular case.
Absolutely, Matt. I mean, it just defies logic. I mean, my phone has been melting today with the distress and the upset from so many couples. There are couples where their surrogate mums are waiting, you know, to give birth to their children. People are very, very, very worried. People, I mean, I can't praise Mark and Sinead enough. They've been so brave, but they've said enough is enough. This is their baby. They've gone public with this. They're asking the government to help. We've written on their behalf.
Let me finish with Sinead and Mark. Sorry, Sinead and Mark, just again, congratulations on the birth of Theo. But this is not, I'd imagine, how you thought that your first week with him would go, that you'd be left in a situation really worrying about how and when you'd be able to get back into your own country.
No, it's completely the last thing that we had in our mind, Matt, if I'm being brutally honest. When our son arrived last Monday, all we wanted to do is, you know, map out our journey home, you know, as in, you know, go through the legal process over here, which can take a couple of weeks, get home then and just start giving him the foundations that he needs, you know, to survive, really, you know. And we've built those into our home already. It's safe, it's secure. And then obviously to be hit with this bombshell, it would have been about 3 a.m. Saturday night when I got a text message from a buddy back home. So that came as a complete shock, you know. So that's where the panic has set in. And with Annette's great help and our colleagues over here in the hospital and the Irish consulate, we've achieved a lot in a very short space of time with regards to getting the legal documentation to get out of the country. Now we're asking on the Irish government to, as I see it, show some common sense, you know, and give us the reassurances before we leave here that when we land, we can go to our own house.
Sinead, last word to you.
I'm going to do anything to protect my son. And I'd ask the ministers, if it was their newborn son, would they be happy with them being brought into a detention centre, basically, to be quarantined for 14 days without any supplies?
Sinead Gallagher-Hederman and Mark Hederman, and also Solicitor Annette Hickey, thank you very much for joining us from Kiev and Kilkenny, respectively.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.